So what's directly below that, and the vantage point, the way I got the camera aimed is that way on purpose. I wanted security for that room, but I also didn't want it recording certain things if I'm in that room, if you get what I mean. So that's why you see the top half of me. So directly below me is my queen-size bed. Because, you know, I was able to save it. Because all that crap landed on the comforter that was on top of it. So once I kind of got things under control, I grabbed the comforter and just snapped everything up like a trash bag, but then I took the comforter out over to the main house and backed the truck out, laid it out there in the carport, covered carport area, and water hosed all the debris and garbage off of it, both sides, well, mainly one side, but any debris that might have gotten on the other side when I wrapped it all up. And then after all that was, you know, blasted away, I threw it in the washer, washed it, threw it in the dryer. So, fine. Mattress, I pulled it out of there, propped it up on its side, put a set of block of wood under it, and then pointed a big shop fan at it and let that shop fan blast air dry one side, then move the fan, let it blast air dry the other side. I completely dried that mattress out, completely saved it. That was a heck of an experience. But, yeah. But there's just no way under normal circumstances that a video like that would exist other than the fact that I decided to put a security camera, because most of the time that room is unoccupied, and just in the rare off chance that it is, and by me, I don't put guests in that room because there's a camera in there. What I do is the other room on the other side of the house, there is no camera in it. I will put my guest in there.